December 8, 2020. It's a lot for Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro Show. Happy Tuesday. I think it's the second Tuesday of December. We started with Untitled Original, but in parentheses it said Exotica, John Coltrane. And then Homo Volans, Project Daywalker. People, 5 months ago, we talked about the first Project Daywalker concept album, opera, big piece. And they're back. In 5 months, they've come out with round two, although only half of them are there. Yep. Brother Matt is still at the Love Grotto at the Pleasure Point a couple of miles south because we're still quite quarantino mode. But because of the invention of those Skype engineers in Estonia with their righteous invention, I got Gabor with me once again. But he is man alone at the practice pad. Welcome aboard, Gabor.
Hi, mate. Wait, great to be here again. Sadly, without Barney, as you mentioned before. Yeah.
And Barney is a very important part of this project because he's kind of the music man, where Gabor is kind of the word singer man. But
entirely.
But yeah. Hey, that's the same. When number three comes around, Barney will be back.
Yeah, hopefully.
Right. Now, Homo Volans. This word Volans, it confused me.
Well, when we started to work on this album, this whole project, you have to remember, is quite out of the blue. We had a band going where Barney played drums and I was just singing. And it turned out that he's more creative than just playing the drums, started to come up with musical ideas like whole songs. And he asked me just to write some lyrics to one of his songs. And that was like 6 months ago. And we wrote the whole album, so we thought that's the end of it. But straight after the first interview with you on this show, we started working on the second album on the very day. So before leaving the band break room, we recorded Homo Volans. And the idea is about Homo Volans means the flying man.
Ah, so flying. Okay, Volans is flying. Okay.
Indeed. So this is all playing with the idea of breaking your limits. And it also starts with probably my most positive message in my entire lyrics portfolio, so to say. happiness is not too hard to find these days. Because we were pretty happy that day. But this whole man flying idea was not too happy because most of the first tries ended up in a public suicide.
But or you could think of the old Greek story with Icarus and his son.
Yeah.
Or his father, actually. Yeah.
I had a different song about Icarus years before. But this one is basically about the parachute. Because I kind of had the idea of the First World War where, you know, the fronts were really digged in and then nothing were moving and the people just tried the parachute and dropped whole armies and the weapons and basically this decided the whole war.
Whoa. Yeah, you know, that's also the time of the first time they're using airplanes to fight.
Yes, and tanks.
Yeah, I say the airplanes, these guys didn't fly with parachutes.
Yeah, well, the British were dropping their soldiers with bikes, mainly.
Oh,
because,
okay. I was talking about the pilots themselves, and those planes, too, made a fabric of it, not very well protected.
Oh, no. Nothing was too well protected those days. But I don't really believe that protection is very useful. You have to enjoy life to its fullest.
Okay. Yeah. Because you're going to end up dead anyway, right? Nobody gets out of that dilemma, right?
Yeah.
So continue, please.
Well, I believe that was a very meaningful song, and that was the point when we realized that we discussed that the first album was pretty much about death, and we both ended up being 40. You know, the B-side was already playing, and we were, like, confused what's going to happen with our lives, and that's what the first album was about. But it was a very cheerful album. The songs were quite nice and happy. They were more like Bowie-like, and this second album turned out to be much darker. When Barney sent me the first samples of the first songs and his ideas, I thought that Jesus Christ is going to be dark. But it turned out to be about life and love. Ah. And I will tell you later why.
Okay, okay. Let me play horse. You got a fucking graphic of a horse pissing.
Yeah, it's the...
minty smell of freshly mown, bright green mown grass calls me to sleep. What did you tell me yesterday? I wasn't listening. Riding a beam like an escalator. Butterfly to zero, moth to star. Look. If you start pedaling as fast as you can, thoughts trammel hard into other thoughts. Sky sentence in big looping handwriting. The sun is a period. Firework medallions, autumn strawberries, Fortinbras, Toledo. A box of nails fell off a truck. Room full of suitcases, mountain of shoes, in a Holocaust museum. I never stopped loving you is the problem. That bed had a sad ending. A mountain from miles away is turning colors in fall, calling me to sleep. Punctuation mark at the end of a sky sentence. I said that already, but I want to make sure to explain everything. Stall a breath, now sigh. Don't let anything float out there unconnected. What the non-word part of me is. A field, green and simple, vacant, plain, not even.
But from Pedro Show, yeah, here's the second part of the big piece. Horse, Project Daywalker. Then Wild Rats with Sack Wild Rats, Proj. Well, it was a, something to make a movie soundtrack with Ron Ashton in 1997 for a Velvet Goldmine movie, Todd Haynes.
Yeah.
And there was a whole I think they ended up using just a song and maybe some, but it, we did all kinds of stuff. So Don Fleming and Steve Shelley, Thurston Moore, they've been putting out this stuff. And so that's one of them, Sack. Part of the money goes to the Ron Ashton Foundation, which is to take care of, Ronnie loved to take care of animals, you know, possums, mm-hmm. stray cats, stray dogs, shit like that. And then we had Dose with Till the Blood Ran. Actually, her brother, Michelle Bell, wrote that. There's Dose, Kill Rock Star is going to put out Ustamente Trace as a vinyl coming up soon. Bomas Prendon after that, Cracked Ice on the Rocks, 38 Angry Tigers, Gorgeous Charlatan, The Wizard's Laboratory by Harper Roos in St. George. Dahlia Derbyshire, part of that. Pioneer Lady with Electronics in the 60s. Carl M. V. Wow with Falsified Sources out of Brighton, England. The Field Dots. That's Karen Schomer, Jaded Azurite poet, in another place finding her doing poetry. I think Friday, the third Jaded Azurite. Azurite EP comes out. Field Knots. And Ritual of a Girl Called Nightingale from the Thomas Scott Quintet. That's Brother Phil out of Liverpool doing his, like, strings kind of music. He's gone off a bass and he's playing guitar. No, not guitar, drums. He wants to do a Thelonious Monk kind of record. And finally, the third part of the Project Daywalker second concept album, Demon. So we go from horse to demon.
Yeah, horse and demon. Both songs were one of the very few examples where Bonnie sends me the music and I start thinking about it and listen to it over and over again. And that's how we develop the lyrics. Unless he shows me straight there in the prac room and then I write right there. But these things happen differently. And so these are his titles, working titles to the sound. But I kept both of them because Horse indicated why the whole project came to life. Because we were in a very dark place back then. I'm not sure if I told you about this last time, but it's a lot older, the whole Project Daywalker thing, that than my friendship with him, basically. Because he did some music way before that, so about like 7 years ago he started doing this, or maybe even 10, and I was not even around the corner back then. And horse, to me, my first thought about horse was not the animal, but heroin. And well, as I mentioned, he was in a dark place in many aspects. I was in a dark place contemplating suicide, but I never had any drug problems. I had some fears of my life going forward, and I had my addictions, like everyone else, I think. Drugs were not none of them. And the first thing was horse heroin. Then it slowly became the paraphrase of love. And then I remembered one of the first songs I ever sang in my life was Love is a Drug.
Roxy Music.
Yes, indeed. In one very drunk in karaoke. So it was like no real quality to it, but I just remembered the whole thing. And then I remembered more influences. When I was 14, I listened to Patti Smith's Horses.
Ah, yeah. In fact, yeah, I got that record because on the back it said Al Lanier. I didn't know who Patti Smith was, but Al Lanier was in the Blue Oyster Cult.
I mean, that was a fantastic record, and I was 14 when I just randomly grabbed it in a used record store. And I, you know, back in the days, you went to the record store, no internet, nothing. You had to listen to the record to decide if you want to buy it. And I was really into John Cale at the time, and I saw that John Cale produced this album.
Yes.
And this was my first Patti Smith experience. Then I saw her live as well. It was mind-blowing. So yeah, horse is more like about our dark places, but getting out of them towards freedom and love. So this was the first love song of the album, and that's where we knew that this album is going to be about positive things finally, and mainly love.
Yeah, well, fuck junk. I mean, that's a hard wife to divorce, but
yeah.
It's positive on the way to love, but there's a demon in the way.
Yes, indeed. The demon song, it is one of the songs that's been created in 14 minutes. In the band practice room, we arrived. Barney started playing. We put the song on the big speakers, whatever he has from it, and we start listening. And I start scribbling, writing some lyrics, and we try to record that. Now, this song was starting in the background, and I got a message that the big restrictions because of the virus situations are coming in. And I was planning to meet a girl I'd never seen for 8 years. And, you know, it looked like we can't meet. And we were all, you know, everything was planned. It was all sorted out, apart from, well, we couldn't really meet. And then I was, like, really, really unhappy and maybe even angry. And I listened to this song, just the musical parts, over and over again. And after like 4 listens, I started writing the whole lyrics down. And this is what it became, that okay. The whole song came out in just one piece.
Wow. So in a way, the demon is the situation.
It is. That whole shitbag tries to, you know, kick your legs out when you're about to stand up.
Yeah, That makes good sense. And so, Barney, music, very important because it helps you channel and focus these emotions.
Yes. We discuss this very often these days, that in the whole band, the metal band that we started 5 years ago, probably we had the most conflicts with Barney because he's a very hard-headed boy, and I consider myself one as well. And we are completely different, like political views, the whole idea of life. We came from different families and places, but we ended up being best friends. And I think this one will survive any bands and anything else. We are just like inspiring each other in an immense way.
Yeah, that's great, man. People, you should listen to that because that's a hopeful message there. You got that? Little tolerance, people. We're at the end of the first hour. No, December 8th, 2020, Dishwat Peter Show. Special guest Gabor from Project Daywalker. Hold tight for hour 2. December 8th, 2020, it's the second hour of the Watt for Peter Show.
Might have been a huge mistake. takes one bullet to put someone down for good. In America, you can buy as many as you want, but that don't mean you should. How long, America?
How long?
How long will you let this go on? You go down to the gun shop, they'll sell you one real quick. They got a big selection there. You can take your pick. Rapid fire machines of death spray them bullets like confetti. The schools are full of children. That gun shop get you ready. How long, America? How long? How long will you let this go on? How long? Their numbers keep rising. The innocent victims of this crazy situation. The only thing you can call it is madness. And in its grip, it has an entire nation. Nation. For the thousands who are grieving, for the loss of their children and friends, we got to do all we can to ensure that this unspeakable nightmare ends. That civilization will prevail and say, no, you can't just go buy guns like these and put an end to this culture of death, the nation's spiritual disease. How long, America? How long? How long will you let this go on?
We'll be right back.
Well, after Pedro's show, started the second hour off. Mr. Kale, keep going. Keep on keeping on. With part four, the big project, Apnea, Project Daywalker, How Long America, Sam Bennett. Never Abandoned Ship, Guided by Voices, brand new. Yep, Bob Pollard's got a new album, people, new Guided by Voices album. Can't believe how prolific he is. Good Fuck after that with Muck Thaw, Tollum, 6 Foot Hug, and then part five, Galactus, I should pronounce right, Galactus from Project Daywalker. Now, Apnea, I lost a friend, old friend, probably my from coming from Virginia to California, I knew the longest, and it was basically him choking to death while he was asleep from this thing called apnea. He's 50 years yeah. old, and like you get loose flesh and yeah, in your throat and shit, and he choked him out. It's terrible.
It is. Sad to hear that. Well, the song is again one of the songs that just popped out like that. Bonnie created the music that I didn't like. So that was the background story. I didn't want this music on the album. I thought it's not ready. And we were discussing this in the rehearsal room. And he said, like, all right, fuck it. I'm going out, smoke a cigarette. You do whatever you want, and then we pack up and go. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to hurt him. He likes his song.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
While he was out smoking a cigarette, I just started improvising to this music. And, well, it was fairly late, and we had a couple of beers. So this whole song became, as you hear it on the record, just the first take. We just kept it because afterwards, when we listened to it, it was like, well, there is definitely something happening in there. And I think this is the only song that is still about death. And as you mentioned, choking to death is not the best way to go. It's not the nicest kind of, you know, leaving this realm. But I kind of read about apnea before because I had these troubles when I was still smoking heavily, waking up at night, cannot breathe, sometimes even throwing up. And I thought that I got cancer, but I just, you know, got an immense amount of stress back then. But I read about many things on the internet to find out if I'm going to die. And one of them was apnea, and I was remembering this whole thing. So it's basically your muscles that are responsible for inhalation are not moving whatsoever. But the volume of the lungs just remains unchanged. And this whole still life became a metaphor in this song. And if you listen to the lyrics, it features, so to say, the tortured Prometheus, who brought fire to mankind and had yeah. to suffer for it eternally.
Right, right. Prometheus, the gods didn't like that.
The gods really hate us, apparently, yeah. there is also a part where I sang, because it was all improvised, where I sang, there is no one who dares to bleed. That is because I remembered Iggy Pop singing Open Up and Bleed. It was a very important song when I was young.
Yeah, great song. One time we did a gig, he got hit with, well, actually hit his head on another dude's head. And it was in that tune. And yeah, you can't kill me, he told the people. What about Galactus?
Galactus is, it's the devourer of worlds in the Marvel Universe. It's a huge godlike creature eating planets.
Oh.
And he has like a never-ending hunger. And this hunger, you know, hunger could be a very negative, but, you know, it keeps you going when you finally got something to eat. For this song, I used some older lyrics that I rarely do. But this was probably the first song that we recorded when we didn't even think about this album. Maybe we recorded for the previous one. But it didn't fit in there whatsoever. So we just kept it on the side. And when we got these new musical ideas from Barney, we realized that this is fitting into this darker environment better. But
there's a lesson there that shows you don't throw anything away. It might be good down the road.
Yeah, yes, indeed. And this is probably a song where there is a debate, like an ongoing debate in the song, between life and death, and life eventually prevails. So it's also a positive message, I guess.
Yeah, I would say so too. Okay, I want to play Unknown.
I'm not so sure that the future of the race and the salvation of the journey is in space. I think it is well right here on Earth, in the body, in the womb of all of our being.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, when you go out into space, what you're carrying is your body, and if that hasn't been transformed, space won't transform it for you. But thinking about space may help you to realize something. That's where we are, kiddo. And to realize that, you realize how really important you are, you know. One little micro bit in this great magnitude. And then out of that must come the experience that you and that are in some sense one, and you partake of all of that.
And it begins here.
It begins here. It begins here.
Water is the unconscious. The creature in the water would be the dynamism of the unconscious, which is dangerous, powerful, and has to be controlled by consciousness. You see, this thing up here, this consciousness thinks it's running the shop. It's a secondary organ. It's a secondary organ of a total human being, and it must not put itself in control. It must submit and serve the humanity of the body. It must submit and serve the humanity of the body. It must submit and serve the humanity of the body.
And then out of that must come the experience that you and that are in some sense one, and you partake of all of that. That's where we are, kiddo. It begins here. When you go out into space, what you're carrying is your body, and if that hasn't been transformed, space won't transform it for you.
It begins here.
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 It must submit and serve the humanity of the body.
Pedro show. Yeah. Unknown from Project Daywalker, the sixth part. Then the Succubus from Germanota Youth. Sleep Party People, brand new, 10 Feet Up. Immer with It Begins Here. Huma from their new album, Pulso. And finally, Lost Minotaur. Project Daywalker is kind of satire because, yeah, you get lost in the labyrinth. And that's where the Minotaur lives. But yeah. Let's talk about Unknown first, Gabor.
Let's do that. Unknown was also a title that Barney was putting on his music as a label to make sure that he remembers which file was which. And I liked the title a lot, but I did not want to keep this song because it's I found it like a bit too nice and beautiful. It's definitely a love song, yeah. Recorded very drunk as well. So it's like, it's something in there, but it could use some re-recording, probably. But we just kept it this way because it was very honest. It tells a story of pain that comes often with love, like hand in hand. And it was an end of a five-hour recording session with Barney just together trying to find new ways of dealing with songs. And yeah, it stayed on the record. It's a bit too raw, but it sounds very live, in my opinion.
And yeah, well, I like it. What about Lost Minotaur?
Lost Minotaur, I'm glad you mentioned that this was basically an oxymoron, like how can you be lost in your own labyrinth? Now, yeah, this is the song about. It's basically probably about becoming a man. As you just grow up, take your best shots at life, but you fail and you find yourself in a labyrinth and you don't know where to go. Your parents are not helping anymore because you're like 30 something. And yeah, this is basically being with yourself alone in your labyrinth and find a way out, even if you're the monster. Yeah. Of the labyrinth. Also, I love Picasso and his work. And, you know, one of his main alter egos was the monster and the beast. And he pictured himself as the Minotaur very often.
Oh, yeah, which might be telling you something because he had a little problem with relating to some people.
Oh, yes, there's definitely actually a little love story in there. If you consider that, I think the Minotaur was in the labyrinth of Crete, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
Island.
The Minotian king, it was a punishment. His the wife was made to sleep with a bull, and that's the baby.
Yeah.
It's a really weird story.
Then there was this young king, Theseus.
Right.
Who was sent into there, and I think the princess Ariadne was giving him this little thread to make sure that he finds out.
A ball of yarn.
A ball of yarn, yes.
That's how he could find his way out. Right, right. Really smart.
So a nice metaphor that finding your way inside, defeating the monster, and finding your way out back to love.
Well, you know, I've been reading a lot about these old Greek stories and Minotian and, you know, Mediterranean stuff from a couple thousand years ago. And it seems a lot of them were like kind of vehicles to serve as metaphors, to try to tell people about or attempt to get a handle on certain what you call paradoxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they seem all fantastical and crazy, but that's because I think there's metaphor and allegory being used.
Yeah, and they're absolutely real and provide the best guidance if you can read between the lines.
Yeah, right, right. But what happens when you get this kind of literalist thing, right? And so people, they don't learn the lessons. They just want to believe in the, I don't know, the magic part of it.
We all do.
Yeah, we all do, of course, of course. I'm guiltier than anybody. People were asking, right? I believe in the punk movement. We're at the end of the second hour, December 8, 2020 edition. Wap Pedro Show, special guest Gabor, Project Daywalker. Hold tight for hour three. November Fuck, I keep saying that. December 8, 2020, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
could you tell how I felt? I wouldn't have you go through the same. I want you to have the things you could have had in the game. Have a nice day.
Spot for Pedro Show. We start off the third hour with Project Daywalker doing Untorn, which is the eighth part of the second big piece. Tragic Comedy after that, Have a Nice Day, Mold Omen out of Baltimore with Operetta. Trouble in Paradise by Jerome Parker Wells, St. Louis. Mint Douche, All the Raisins of South London. And finally, Volcano. Not a lot of volcanoes in Hungary, maybe. Project Daywalker. That's all right.
Well, all right. We don't even have the mountains anymore.
Okay. So, let's talk about, though, Untorn.
Okay, Untorn. Untorn and Volcano walk more or less hand in hand to me, because Horse and Volcano, I think, was the first two samples that I received from Barney. That when he's like very happy that, all right, I created some new songs for you to write lyrics to. These are the music samples. And I was like, Jesus Christ, are we making a death metal album? And turned out that it's been followed by Untorn. And Untorn is my absolute favorite from the whole album. It's I don't think I can describe True Love in any better way. Like, it has the tranquility, but it has the passion of it. It has the beauty, and it has the sadness. So this is, I can say that this is my ode to this certain girl that I've been visiting in Romania recently, Alina. And we've been discussing the punk movement. We've been there without any map or plans or whatever. And it was, remember, it was still the virus. Not that hard like these days. You could basically go to pubs and clubs, but there was a certain closing time involved. And I met some old punks who played with Black Flag back then, and in the US, Romanian guys. They still have some bands going on there. Well, obviously there was no gigs anymore, but it was nice to chat to them, like for a few nights over some beers.
Whoa. So, like what? Like nostalgia?
Oh, we discussed music. Like, the guy was probably sound engineer in CBGBs for a while.
Oh, okay. So he's talking about the old days when he...
yeah.
Okay. So maybe not so sentimental, but just kind of a veterano. He has stories.
Yeah.
Life stories.
It all started like, it was like a whole mess. Like, we were like walking the streets together, and we wanted to sit down and have a beer. And I just spy a poster on the wall, and I know exactly that this is real. And this was a Swans record poster from probably around like the end of the 80s, somewhere like that. And I was like, oh, I need this. So I'm not sure whose belonging is there, but I'm going to buy it right now. And I talked to the barmaid, and she said, well, I've got to talk to the owner about this. And then the owner comes, and this is the guy from CBGB's. Ah. And then, you know, that comes down from there. So we spent two nights drinking, discussing music, and it was a very nice experience.
Well, look, if you want my opinion, the old days was about people. So are the new days. It's always going to be about people. What about Volcano?
Volcano is mainly an inspiration coming from the music. How very slow but monumental it's going on and on and on. It's like when the lava is bursting out with huge flames, but it gets all calm, but it flows down on the side of the mountain, destroying worlds. Like, this song made me remember, the Doom of Pompeii.
Ah, yeah. Okay, you're talking about lava.
Yes. And lava and love, yeah.
Pompeii was actually the town. The volcano itself was Vesuvius.
Yes.
I got to go there because I played a gig with Stooges in Napoli and had some days off, and I took the train. It was covered with ash for like 1,500 years.
Yeah, you can still see the people just burned to death as they were trying to escape.
Right, but you can also see graffiti on the walls. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. Everything was preserved.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And Pink Floyd got a huge gig in there.
That's right. They did a gig because there was an amphitheater in that town.
Yeah. Yeah. Really in the original scene.
I remember spending the whole day with Brother Steve McKay, the sax man for Stooges, and it was hot, man, because it was like July or something, but we had to check it out, right? Opportunity. Yeah. You're there. There's something about physically being somewhere that's exotic and mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm. And monumental. That's,
absolutely.
You know, it's very easy to spot beauty when you face it. And these old ancient ruins, to me, talk about so many stories that I never got to experience because they happened like thousands of years ago. But it still talks to you if you're able to listen. And this is how love is. Love is an ancient thing, and this whole song is very, very, it goes really deep. And it's like a volcano.
Sure. Okay. Resurrection, last part.
Was it fun? See you. is the tragedy of the son of Calliope. She taught him to sing and gave him golden guitar strings. Never was a sound so curious. Even the trees would follow Orpheus.
flow. Wrong filter and overexpose. A whole world goes down the drain.
Why Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Resurrection, Project Daywalker, the last part. Troopa Troopa from Poland after that, long time ago. Ghost of the Sabertooth Tiger, Don't Look Back, Orpheus. He couldn't help it. Whoops. Plutonium Farmers with Say What Already Did It. Say What Already Did It. That's strange. Neutrals after that, 24 Pictures of You. And finally, the Dum Dum Variations 7-11 mix from AB Normal. It's a kind of interpretation of the Dum Dum Boys, Ig, off the radio.
Yeah.
AB Normal is Brother Phil up in Mammoth.
It's off the idiot.
Yeah, it's off the idiot, right?
Yeah, I think Bowie's played a huge part in that.
Yeah, I think China Girl's on that record, too. You know, one time, it is. Ig asked me about, it's trippy, but he never asked us. But once he asked, or somehow it came up, hey, Watt, what's your favorite Ig solo record? I told him that. He goes, Mike, I said, Idiot's my favorite. Mike, that was a very artistic record. That's what he told me, man. I remember everywhere. I can see his face telling me this stuff, because when Ig talks to you, he looks you straight in the eye. There's no front. There's no bullshit.
Yeah. No fun.
That's a great song. What about Resurrection?
Resurrection. It was a song. Barney ended up the last album with an instrumental song, and he wanted to keep it this way. I mean, he wanted to have the same structure. Like, we had a song here and there, but he keeps his last instrumental song because that's where he's coming from as Dave Walker.
Sure.
He played the instrumental music before me.
Sure.
And I said, well, that's too bad because this song just fits very well with the lyrics I've been working on last night. And he was like, no way, it's going to be instrumental. And I was like, yeah, just try and listen to it. Like, we go down, we do our things in the rehearsal room, and then I would just do it once. If you don't like it, we just drop it. I don't like the lyrics so much anyway. It turned out that the lyrics fit too well with this song, and he said, like, you know what, we have to keep this. And it was probably two recordings. So it's like the second take. It's on the record, and we just kept it because I love it. I really like how we work together like this.
Wow. Wow. Well, I think it's a great fucking record. And look, people out there, they're four songs into a third one. Talk about that, Gabor.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can never stop. Barney sent me a song idea a couple of weeks ago. And he said, is it the next one? And I was like, well, we have to listen. Because it was very electronic. And I was like, I'm not sure if you're going to go there. But it turned out that we can. So we are four songs into the third album. And three songs and a Nick Cave cover. I'm not sure what Mr. Cave will say to this. So then let's say three songs before
okay.
before anything happens. I'm not going to pay royalties. I'm not able to. It's yeah.
Point taken. But I can't wait to hear it because it's going to be another exploration. It's not going to be a rerun. It's not going to be a repeat of the other two.
It's a new adventure.
Right. So I can't wait. And when you get it done, Gabor, please come back on the show.
I certainly will. Thanks very much.
Oh, yeah. Okay, people, it's been December 8th, 2020 edition of Wild Fever Show. Keep your powder dry.